homes of celebrities, CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, Young Presidents Organization members, congressmen, foreign dignitaries, the owner of Ruby Tuesdays, the former CEO of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the Collier family, who saw the beauty of the Everglades and developed Collier County, and even the granddaughter of the inventor of the lava lamp. But a parent, even one who is still rocking her Calvins after two sweet babies, is a parent, is a parent. And all parents need help. No matter their status, all my families only wanted to be the best parents to their children, and that was the glue that bonded us together for life. I've been asked many times what it is like to work with so many people in the public eye. The answer is simple. It doesn't matter who my families are. They all need the same advice. Nothing more and nothing less. The Nanny Connie way is for all parents. This really hit home when I went to Dallas to work with one of my sweet moms, Catherine Rose. She was very quiet and soft-spoken, tending to the needs of everyone in her family, as well as her outside obligations as a local philanthropist. I normally sit with my moms when it's time to feed the baby, just to chew the fat and keep them from thinking about the baby tugging on their breast. One day, as Catherine and I were talking, I glanced over to the stack of magazines on the coffee table. God bless them, I'd say to myself as I finished each one, knowing I could not wear any of the tiny clothes or expensive shoes or even imagine carrying the money that went inside the purses, much less the purse itself. I said, I think one of my favorite magazines is missing. And this, my children, is where Nanny Connie proceeded to insert her foot into her mouth and told Catherine, I called it the Book of Needless Markups. She simply smiled and continued to see if I could put my other foot in my mouth as well. I was like, I don't understand why it's so overpriced. It's unbelievable that someone would buy anything at that price, not to mention the crazy ideas they have for their Christmas catalog. Listen, I was giving her the Nanny Connie rundown. As you young folks like to say, I was hating. Now the whole time I'm running my riot act, Catherine Rose was just smiling and laughing at me. When I was done, in her very soft-spoken way, she said, my grandfather was Marcus of Neiman Marcus. She dropped the mic on me. Yes, the magazine I had the love-hate relationship with was the Neiman Marcus catalog. And yes, I was reading the riot act of my love-hate relationship to the granddaughter of Mr. Marcus himself. Let me tell you, if I could have dug a hole from Dallas to Mobile, I would have. Catherine was one of those moms who taught me I shouldn't judge a book by its cover. She put me in my place and helped me understand that all parents are just that, parents, and the outside world does not matter. For more than three decades, I have been teaching parents just like you the basics for their newborns. I have been in the trenches with them all, from parents who barely had a roof over their heads to parents gracing the covers of magazines. My focus while working with all of these families is not only about making sure their babies thrive, but also that the parents succeed as well. Nothing will compare to the sheer bliss and overwhelming love you'll feel when you gaze upon the face of your precious newborn and marvel at the tiny little fingers and toes. Can this amazing baby really be yours? And nothing will compare to the sheer, overwhelming panic that will set in as soon as that gorgeous little baby starts crying inconsolably in what feels like surround sound, followed by the jumbled thoughts of, oh my God, I am the parent now, and there is nobody here to help me. Don't hit the panic button. You're supposed to be scared. Taking care of a newborn is a brand new job that has you sailing off into uncharted waters. That's why I created this audiobook for you. It's why I am here to snatch you up, give you a great big metaphorical hug, and reassure you that you will be fine, and your baby will be too. It takes a village. I am a proud product of the Deep South. There, I was taught the